I don't know whether Shinran was familiar with the Pali Canon. Probably not. If so, I would guess that he would feel really at home with the Sutta Nipata, the fourth and fifth chapters, particularly of the Sutta Nipata, which are, according to many scholars, the oldest chapters in the Pali Canon. But there's another sutta that I think he would really like, and it's the Chaitanya Sutta from the Anguttara Nikaya. Now, here I'm going to mention Sagarmati. I told him I would mention him this evening, so this is a good place to mention him. Sagarmati has painstakingly found all the references in the Pali Canon to all the different formulations of the spiral path that we're familiar with. There are lots of different formulations. He's found them all, and you can get them off him if you want. I say this because his last big talk at Men's Order Weekend, when he was talking about Tathagatagarbha, I think he mentioned this, and he was a bit annoyed that people don't seem to realise there's all these different paths. But anyway, there you are, Sagarmati. And the Chaitanya Sutta is a form of the spiral path that we're familiar with. But it begins with virtue, leading on to freedom from remorse, leading on to joy, then rapture, and so on, the same all the way up. The interesting thing about this particular formulation of the spiral path is that at each stage, the Buddha says, for a person endowed with virtue, for instance, consummate in virtue, there is no need for an act of will. May freedom from remorse arise in me. It is the nature of things that freedom from remorse arises in a person endowed with virtue. And this goes on all the way up. So 12 times the Buddha says this. No need for an act of will. It is in the nature of things. So the next stage arises naturally. It's in the nature of things. Another translator says it's natural. The word translated is dhammata. I think Shinran would have really liked this sutta, although he would have gone further than the Buddha. No need for an act of will. Shinran would have said, yeah, in fact, it's important for there not to be any act of will, because any act of will that you apply would prevent the natural flow to the next stage. You'll just get in the way of the nature of things. Later, Shinran said that Shinjin, this stage that I'm talking about, was also Jinen. Jinen, which is natural. So Jinen is naturalness. So entrusting oneself is natural.